Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's the day after. I feel like the Poseidon Adventure, you know, the boat flipped, and all of a sudden they saw the light come in. Remember that at the end of the movie? That's kind of how it feels like. I'm wondering what's going to look like as we move forward after the boat flipped all the way around and all of a sudden they came from 15.5 back to be able to push it to a wild card series. And, you know, it was a fun ride. I'm not going to question that it wasn't a fun ride. But, you know, you sit here and you kind of look back a little bit and you're like, oh, man, what if? What if they could have taken just one more game against the Tigers? We get a little bit more perspective on it from it. That, and I want to talk to him about the Browns as well. He is a super friend of the show. We welcome him from Florida. You know him and love him as a man that helped the Indians throughout the playoffs and throughout his career here in Cleveland and growing up in Geneva and the pride of Wright State. And, of course, you always know him now as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. He is Brian Anderson. Son. How are you?
What's up, Brian?
I'm doing well, boys. I can't believe how quickly the season went and now, you know, first week of the off season, but just settling in, enjoying some football, some playoff baseball. So things are going well for me. I wish they were going a little bit better up back home.
I'm going to start with a generic question. We talked about the ratings for baseball for the first day. ESPN put them out, said they were up 100 and what percent, Dan?
Over 100% for the under 35 demographic.
All right, so first let me just ask you, three-game series, yay or nay, and where baseball is going from here?
Yeah, I do like it. I think the one and done for the wild card was, it's too happenstance. So I like the idea of the three-game series for the wild card. I think that allows the teams that do earn the bye, it gives them time to set up their rotation and all of those things. And, you know, even for people, and I was one of them at one point, that thought, you know what, baseball is a game that's meant to be played every day. And a lot of times, and we've actually seen that play out. Yeah. Some of these wild card teams get hot, and then they all of a sudden go into a series against the team that had the best record in the league and had the bye and sat around for 4 or 5 days, and they're just not quite ready. They get taken off guard, and all of a sudden, you know, they end up losing the series. But I think back to when I was with Arizona in our World Series run in 2001, you know, we beat the Braves in 5 games in the NLCS. So we had almost a full week before we started the World Series against the Yankees. And obviously, you know, running out Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling doesn't hurt, but it didn't seem to hurt our team at all as far as, you know, being able to be sharp once that series did begin. So I do like the 3-game wild card. I love the fact that they play it just in one venue, you know, whoever finished higher in the seedings, and that it's 3 straight days. I mean, I think that's great. And, you know, and then at that point, then turn them loose into the next, you know, the division series and see what happens. So I do like that. I also find it very interesting, and I laugh about this with our producer all the time, but if you really start to take notice of just not just baseball, but any sport, it seems like every game is, this is the highest rated Thursday night football game in the league.
You're
every single time. So what are they counting different now that every next game is the highest rated game we've ever seen. I mean, it's literally across sports and across every demographic. It's always the highest rated that we've ever seen here in the last year. So I have no idea if they're counting differently, but it is weird.
If they can count streaming, I mean, let's be honest, that's a little bit different than what we used to have in the past. I mean, they really were guessing at numbers at some points and sure. people in wearing sure. meters. But so with streaming, you know exactly how many people are tuned in. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I just know that everything now is sets an all-time record for TV viewing. Everything. So good for them. That's great. I watched...
All right, Brian, let's get to the Guardian side of things. I know you had an eye on a good chunk of it. Starting pitching was unbelievable, and it looked really good, and the bullpen was together, and this offense just couldn't muster anything to save its soul. Did you see that watching the game from a little bit from a distance, that it's just this, hey, if they could get this offense fixed, this Guardians team might make some noise?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, and I think that you can say that about any number of teams. You know, and I think Cleveland has become one of those organizations that is special when it comes to developing pitching or being able to take pitching that has come from outside the organization and refine it just a little bit to get the best out of them, to maximize that particular pitcher's strengths and allow them to have, you know, consistent success at the big league level. They have become one of those organizations. We know that, you know, the Rays are one. And we know that Cleveland has tried to follow in their footsteps, and they've done a really good job. Those are two of the top in baseball as far as, you know, just continuing to, doesn't matter what the names are, doesn't matter how young, how old, where they've come from, they continue to put out really good pitching staffs year in and year out. So with that being said, you get athletes out in the field that can catch the baseball and play good defense to support that pitching staff. Now comes the offensive side of things. And that's where it gets a little bit tougher, because you know, it's hard to go out and buy a hitter or two when you're in the position of Cleveland or Tampa Bay or any like-minded franchise or market-sized franchise, because they just can't go out. They're going to get outspent. There are so few impact hitters that become available that you're going to get outbid by one of the big dogs. That's just the way that it's going to be. So that comes back to you as an organization to be able to develop hitting. And that's what you're going to have to do. And that's not real easy either, but definitely it's a team that if you could get just an uptick, it doesn't have to be earth shattering. You don't have to be a top two offense, but you get enough offense, middle of the pack, even with that pitching staff and the ability to catch the baseball. And you're going to be a team that is relevant year in and year out. And in a special year, you make the long run.
I'm going to ask you two perspective questions. One, I thought Stephen Vogt had a really good question after the game yesterday, and it was just someone said, you realize that you'll never have that team again when you walk out of that clubhouse, that group of people will never be the same group of people. Yes, there's guys that stay, right? But you're right. Always mixing. So what's that feeling like when you walk out? And then in particular, like in 97.
I think that it's always tough when the season comes to an end, and especially when it comes to an end abruptly, you know, where yeah. early in the day, you think this is the day that we move on. And by the end of that day, you're going to bed thinking, oh my gosh, it's all coming to an end. And tomorrow I clean out my locker. And so it's a weird feeling for a ball player, because you're always optimistic and you're always thinking that there's another game, unless it's game 7 of the World Series, you know, or you feel like there's going to be a tomorrow. And when there's not a tomorrow, that's tough to take. And you also feel like, yeah, we'll double down. We're going to do it again next year. The same guys, we're going to go out, when that's not going to be the case. I think these guys are well enough, they're well aware enough to understand that it's not going to be the same group. You hope that you're part of that group, but it's just not going to be the same group. And so that's always strange, but that's something that you can slowly digest through the offseason. When you talk about that 97 team in particular, that's what I thought. I mean, I was telling somebody the other day, we were talking about, you know, that game 7 down in South Florida, and you know, we're up two to one going into the bottom of the ninth, and we're going to win a World Series. I'm going to get to be a part of that. You know, being a kid from Geneva and growing up a Cleveland fan. And so, you know, it doesn't happen. They tie it up. They obviously, they win that World Series. and you get on the flight back home, it's hard to describe how quiet a flight can be. You got a 2.5 hour trip from down there back to Cleveland, and you could hear a pin drop for two. You just heard the hum of a motor of a Boeing 757 engine is the only thing you heard all the way back. And then you land and you go, you know what? Next year, we've got the guys, boom, ba boom, ba boom. And that's how I felt. And a month later, I'm being picked with the first pick in the expansion draft for Arizona. And I'm going from a team that came within a half inning of winning a World Series to an expansion team that's going to hope to not lose 100 games. So that was a huge thing for me because I thought, and I had heard, you know, it's funny, you have your feelers out there, and because you were able to protect 15 guys from the first round of that draft. And then once you got a player taken, you could pull three guys back on the protected list, and you couldn't get another player taken until every other team in the league had had a player taken from them. And so, you know, there was, you know, that's just how it went. And I had heard, I was actually at a Cavaliers game and had heard from some higher ups within the organization that I was protected, that I was going to be one of the 15 that was protected. I'm like, good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A couple days later, I'm doing some work around my house, and I hear Peter Gammons on the TV say that Tony Saunders, Brian Anderson, and Jeff Suppan are going to be the top three pitchers available when the expansion draft starts. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was going to be protected. What does he know that I don't? So I called my agent. He did some thinking, you know, working behind the scenes, whatever, got back to me and said, you know what? I don't think that you're protected, and you might get picked. And so that's the first heads up that I got. And found out later that, yes, at the last minute, I had been taken off the list and somebody else had been put on. And so now I was exposed, and that's exactly how it went. So Arizona wins the coin flip. That's what I don't think that people understand. So there was a coin flip to get who gets the first pick in the draft. Wow. Arizona won the coin flip. So their choice was we get the number one overall pick or we give that to Tampa Bay and we take picks 2 and 3. And I was talking with our owner, former owner at this point, Stu Sternberg, about that just the other day. And I was telling him the story about how I got taken by Arizona. And he said, well, that's what I would have done. He goes, take 2 and 3. Give them the top. We'll take the next best two. Hmm. That's a better move. So that's what Arizona did. And so Saunders went to Tampa Bay with first pick overall. And then I went the first overall pick to Arizona. And then Jeff Suppan went right after me, which that was another interesting story because, you know, Buck Showalter said, we knew we were taking you and Suppan, but we were only going to have one number one pick. So we had to decide who's it going to be because that's going to be our first overall pick, even though we're getting both of you. I mean, it's not like it got me anything extra, but they decided to take me with their first pick and then Suppan right after me with their second pick. And that's how it went down. So that was strange for me because you think you're going to run it back and being a hometown guy and the disappointment of that, you really want to make amends the following year. And like I said, the next day, you know, within a few weeks, I'm headed out to Phoenix and part of an expansion team. And I'm, you know, you're out on the West Coast. All of a sudden you're a 3-hour time change.
So you do realize that there's some kid in Phoenix that looks at you the way that someone here looks at Jim Pine. Right? You're the Jim Pine of Arizona.
That's awesome. I've never wanted to aspire to be anything greater than that.
Well, congratulations, Brian.
Your plaque's in the mail.
That's all I can think about is you being picked first, and I'm like, Jim Pine. Hey, one more point, okay? So, and Dan's going to put his head through the glass on this. Do you realize how that 97 team, and I'm going to compare it to the team this year.
Please.
That of the regular nine, Alomar, Tomey, Fernandez, Vizquel, Williams, Giles, Grissom, Ramirez, Justice, what do you think the lowest batting average was?
It couldn't have been lower than 270.
Oh, yeah.
262.
That checks out.
Marquise Grissom, okay. 262. He would have been hitting fourth all season here.
Yeah.
262.
Okay, here's the difference. Today's game has skewed so much younger. Read the names on that list again.
Yeah.
Alomar, do you want their age on that team, too?
Ellis Burks would be a Hall of Famer if he played right now.
Oh, listen, you don't have the veterans like you did on that team. Read those names.
Manny was your youngest everyday player at 25 at that point. Sandy was 31. Tomey was 26. Fernandez was 35. Omar was already 30. Matt Williams was 31. Giles was 26. Grissom was 30. Ramirez was 25. And Dave Justice was 31. Not to mention, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 guys on the roster that were all over 30. And 5 of those guys over 33.
Yeah. That's a coaching staff today.
Yes.
That's your coaching staff.
Good point.
Or manager. Or all the managers.
Or that too. It's just a different era. It's a different era. It's a different game. And it's played out differently with what they're able to do. With these kids, these pitchers, and the pitch labs, and the velocity training, and all of this stuff, which at the end of the day is more than likely going to shorten a lot of guys' careers because they're just your body's not built for that. We've talked about that before. When you talk about max effort on every pitch and max spin and max break and max velocity and all of those things, you know, I can make a kid stronger. I can work with him and get him stronger. I can make him more flexible. We can, with all the technology advancements, we can make a kid stronger. We can make a kid more flexible. We can make his mechanics, because of all of the real-time technology, we can make his mechanics more efficient. We can do all of these things. We can train for velocity. All of these things we can do. That's all true. You know what we can't do? We can't strengthen ligaments and tendons.
Yeah.
Those are what they are. So when you make a kid stronger, more flexible, more efficient mechanically, train him for velocity, those are all wonderful things. But those ligaments and tendons are now taking on a load. You don't think they were designed to do that before? They're certainly not able to do it when guys are stronger, faster, more efficient, and all of the above. That's why you don't see any decrease in the number of injuries with pitchers, even though we've got load management. Even now, starters can't go more than 5 innings. Every reliever is only 1 inning guy. All of the things doesn't matter, and it doesn't take away from the injuries, because at the end of the day, all of those prior things can be true. Ligaments and tendons are what they are, and they're going to snap, especially when you put the workload on them that these guys are. That's just bottom line. So when you hear all these theories about why more guys are getting hurt, is it the ball, is it this? That's nonsense. It's what I just told you. It's making guys stronger, more efficient, more flexible, train for velocity, go to the pitch lab, get better breaks, change your arm angle. All of those things are wonderful. A ligament and tendon, they are what they are. They're not designed to take on that load. They're going to pop. That's just the bottom line. And then guess what? It's the dirtiest secret in Major League Baseball. All of the front offices know that. They know that, and they know that these guys are going to pop, and then it's next man up. Get me the next guy that can throw 98.
All right, we could do this all day. So I'm just going to open this up. The Browns, go.
Oh, boy. Yeah, what about them?
All right, Dylan Gabriel starting in London. What do you think of making the move? Would you have made the move to Joe Flacco?
Does anybody think this team's going anywhere? You know, you're wasting a really, really good defense. Flacco, Gabriel, whoever else. What does your offense look like? Between offensive line, playmakers, you know, I watch some of these other games and I see you know, some of these other playmakers at the skill positions. And I'm like, where is that on Cleveland? Where is that? I mean, you've got some guys, but I just don't know if it makes any difference. I mean, I'll tune in because, you know, curiosity to see how the kid does. But it already feels like a lost year. And I hate that. We're four games in and it feels like you're just going to play out the string and see what you have for next year. And I can't stand that thought. But that's what it feels like. Should prove me different. Listen, they completely outplayed Cincinnati in game one. Completely outplayed. And yet lose. You know, then you have that the Ravens, their only win is an absolute beatdown of you. And then the Packers miracle. And then Detroit handles you. You know, so I don't know. The one thing that does perplex me, and on one hand it does, and on another part, because of who he is, it doesn't. But have you ever seen a third string quarterback get more airtime than our guy?
No.
I mean, forget it.
We just brought that up 2 seconds ago. I said the same thing.
Does anybody even know who the third stringer is on any other team? And yet our guy is getting talked about all the time. If that doesn't tell you the state of your team, nothing else does. Period. End of discussion. The fact that guy hogs the airwaves, whether he's up to it or not, the fact that his name is in everybody's mouth tells you that your team isn't where it should be. Period. No one should even know he's on the roster.
Yeah, okay. My other question here is, how long before you have a defensive mutiny? And we'll bring that up. We'll bring that up next week. We'll bring it up next because I'm running out of time.
The fact that they haven't had one yet, I don't know. I don't know because I've been thinking the same thing. Poor Myles Garrett has to be like, my good God Almighty, I should have just followed through. I mean, just wasting.
And then he gets a check every 2 weeks. He goes,
first
and 15th, okay.
And he's like, it's okay.
But here's the thing, boys. He was going to get that check from whoever.
Well, that's true.
Probably like to get that check and win a freaking game. That'd be cool.
I don't know. He might be getting it on the 30th and 13th now if he gets early deposit. I'm just saying. That's
all right. Next week, defensive mutiny in the Dylan Raiola Drool Fest.
We're talking about that. BA, thanks. We appreciate you.
All right, boys. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Talk soon, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.